We are backstage with composer Samuel Jones. Bravo.
Thank you very, very much. It's a pleasure to be here. And oh, wow, the performance of that orchestra. And Jeffrey Kaner is an incredible flutist, world famous. And oh, what a performance he gave. Oh, very, very moving.
What was it like writing for flute? Your other concertos were for tuba and horn and trombone.
Tuba, horn, and trombone, and cello, and violin. And now, this was the first that I've written for a woodwind instrument. And I was so moved by the history of the flute. It's one of the most ancient instruments, of course, in humankind. And it's so deep in emotional meaning. I was awed by and a little afraid of the assignment. But I knew I could rise to the challenge. And I wanted to give Jeff Kaner music that would exhibit his intense musicianship, his deep musicianship, his tremendous technique to burn, as we just heard, and at the same time, a sense of soul to the way he plays. So you get the combination of everything you want to hear in a flute, from the beautiful tone to the incredible technical pyrotechnics, I would say. So what was it like to write for Jeff Kaner? Incredible.
Well, and it's also very dramatic, and you've written for opera. Is there a story behind this?
Well, it's not, strictly speaking. Well, there is, particularly in the third movement. The work itself, the first movement, is called Lament. It so happens that as I started writing this piece, it was a time when my brother had just died. And so if I'm, you know, an artist has to be honest with one's feelings. That was what was going through my psyche at that moment. But I hope it's music, and I believe it is, that communicates deeply to anyone who has experienced that. And in that sense, it's certainly a universal theme. The second movement is, I knew we had to break the feeling of a lament, and so it is just a diversion and just a charming little short dance movement. And the third movement does have a little story to it. It has a title, The Great Bell, America Marching. And I wanted to take advantage of the historical role that Philadelphia played in the evolution of our country's history. And as such, I wanted it to be kind of a survey of the people's music through all of those first years of the Revolution, and then coming through the Civil War years, and then into the struggles of the present, recognizing with the choice of these pieces that we are still struggling to make this a more perfect union, but holding out a way in which we can, and which means that we have to celebrate our unity. And so in order to do that, I had the image of a military field review. And the drum major of the field review reminded me of Martin Luther King's saying, if you want to call me a drum major, say I was a drum major for justice. And so the flute plays the role of the drum major, and it has lots of ruffles and flourishes and that kind of thing. And it leads us through a progression of first Revolutionary War tunes to then Civil War tunes, and then up the present, We Shall Overcome. And then it closes with a hymn that I wrote called The Great Bell, and it's an expression. The words of that are printed in the program.
And is the flute an ideal way to express and tell this kind of a story or present these kind of images?
Absolutely. The flute, particularly in that last movement, comes with the ruffles and flourishes, and you can hear it almost, the throwing up of the baton and the catching of it, and all of the whistles and everything that the drum major would make. And the flute was ideal for that. And I make full use of what the flute can do technically, and rapid tonguing and brilliant flourishes of technical passages. And also I take great care to show how beautiful and wonderful it can be, how seductive, how that wonderful low flute sound, which he's such a master at. Jeffrey is just terrific. And I also wanted, particularly in the last movement, to spotlight his colleagues in the flute section. So you will hear many trios with the whole flute section in little moments. And there's a little moment of chamber music between the concertmaster and the principal viola and the flute. So they all these lovely little sad shows, as it were.
That's great. Sounds like it was a lot of fun.
It was great fun writing it. Oh, hard work, you know, a piece like this. Well, it took the better part of 2 years.
I just wondered, you know, you've written for lots of different instruments and for chorus and opera. Is it possible to say what music means to you and why this is important?
What a wonderful question. Music is one of the most deep and long-abiding expressions of the human heart. It even precedes speech, some feel. You can still hear inklings of it in some languages, like in Chinese. The same syllable, but on a different pitch level, is a completely different word. So it's a remnant of how deep singing is. But music is so important because it truly expresses the depth of what it means to be human. And music, to me, that doesn't sing in some way, I mean, there can be lots of different ways, dramatic ways of singing, as well as lyrical. But music has to spring from the heart, and it has to not be afraid to sing. And that's been a tenet of my faith since I've started composing years ago.
I understand you have another connection to Philadelphia.
Actually, it's true. In the earliest years of my becoming a professional musician, I was introduced to none other than Eugene Ormandy. He gave me, he spent a lovely afternoon giving me pointers as to what it was like to be a professional conductor, and invited me to come to Philadelphia to hear rehearsals and concerts on a couple of occasions. This was way back in the early 60s, so a long time ago. But I fell in love with the orchestra. I was already in love with the orchestra. Everyone knew the Philadelphia Orchestra, but particularly after that, I was amazed at how a man at the pinnacle of the profession would take the time to help a young conductor as well as composer. So it is incredible to know, and has been all along, to think that I could look forward to closing, in a sense, a great circle of having been present in a close way to this orchestra some 55 years ago, and now, in a sense, the fulfillment of what I didn't even dare dream, to think that I would be hearing them play a work that I had composed for them.
Thank you so much, Samuel Jones.
My pleasure. Thank you, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.